Yeah, I haven't quite figured out what that's all about, because the one that I got right from Cisco was just a little too long when I printed it out on my Canon inkjet, or laserjet. And, you know, then there was one, somebody recognized that problem, and Larry found a version that took care of that little extra bit. But then, you know, then some of the other guys were having trouble with that one, you know, and it's like, I don't know, it's really weird. I guess it depends on the program you use and the printer drivers and stuff like that. So, you know, you'll find the one that prints it out perfectly, fits right in that little window. And if not, don't give up. But the one that Don doctored up, that he posted in the Telegram channel, that one, I guess you can change, you can custom colors and all that stuff. You know, most of them, some of the ones, not most of them necessarily, but some of the ones I saw were protected, and you couldn't change the basic formatting. So it's nice to have one. If that one that Don has is fully customizable for everything, font, color, and all that stuff, and it fits, then that's definitely the one you want to keep.
Yeah, I didn't read it that close, but I'm glad you brought that up, because I will use that one, you know, for the kids, for the colors. I think the color would be important. So I sent the text to Mom. I told her, I says, well, start giving me phone numbers, because I got a bunch of spaces, so I'll be able to get that up. Now, I have to... Does this program in the phone, or does this program into the sidecar? Because I'm assuming I'm going to have to go grab that phone in order to program these numbers. I didn't know if it wrote to the sidecar or if it wrote to the phone itself.